neutral was paralyzed. He had his back broken, couldn't move. And he just there trying to bite that dog. And that dog would get that damn close to him, but wouldn't get no closer. He knew how close to get to him.
Yeah. But on the hand, once you got... Have you ever been... How many times have you ever been come after by a dog? Have you ever got...
Bit by a dog?
Got a dog. Have you ever... Yeah.
I got bit 3 times by a dog. I had a big dog like that, a half point and half Chesapeake Bay Retriever.
Yeah.
And then my boy got one from this fellow used to live over here, was Chesapeake and White Terrier. And he was young, and they was trying to fight one another. They was getting of age, but one would try to get the best of one another. So that other one, a young dog got outside, my old dog was under the house, and he got outside the gate. I used to leave my gate open, and I teach them dogs not to come out. Mm-hmm. They'll sit there and wait for me. And he got out. When he got back in, I grabbed a hold to him, back like that, back his neck, and I started whipping him. Boy, the one come out from underneath the house over there, came over there and running, boy, and he just grabbed a hold to my hand like right straight across, like, you talk about something hurt, and quick. Boy, my hands fold up, I'm telling you, everybody wanted me to go to the doctor. And oh, I ain't going to no doctor. I said, he wasn't mad. He was trying to help me, and he just grabbed me instead of the other dog, that's all. I said, he wasn't mad at me. I said, he was mad at that other dog. But boy, I had a bad hand there. Good God Almighty. My cousin died, and he buried him, and everybody saw my hands. And man, you better go to the doctor. I ain't going to a doctor.
Even then, funeral hand was still badly. It was still badly.
Oh man, you couldn't hardly paralyze it, like.
Yeah.
Then this one had bit me there in that fence, and then a while back I got a young one out there, one I'm fixing that yard for. Pretty young, and I grabbed a hold to him and give him a damn whipping one day, and he turned around and grabbed a hold and bit me, and buddy. And I got through, like, when I got through with him, he was damn near dead. I beat the damn hell out of him, I stomped him. He never did try that again, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And you raised up stuff, y'all had places where you kept your... Well, where'd you keep your animals, that sort of thing? Did you have...
Well, we had a chicken house.
Yeah. Did you have a place
and
where you...
They was outside, the cattle and all, they was outside and all. They'd roam from here to the railroad track. Every night they'd be back home. They'd go out that way, going out there feeding that way, and you could go out there and see them. We'd go by Riley Road, what they call it, you could see slap up to the railroad track. They didn't have no trees then in there. It was all clean, burnt. Every year they used to burn that and keep the trees down, and you could see them last fall all the way to the railroad track.
The land was all...
At night, the old grandma was still living. You'd see them all coming, following her, coming over here, and they'd come sleep over here underneath the trees over here. And next morning, the old man would get up early, and he'd go to picking up the fertilizer before the chicken go to scratching it. Yeah, I had a little flying squirrel. I got a little bitty thing. I fed that thing with a medicine dropper, with milk. Never did know what a piece of string was on it, so I kept it in the house. Kept it in the dresser drawer and one thing and the other. It had a hole in each one of them. That song gun cut holes from one to the other.